And how narrow is the Democrats' lead in that Alaska Senate race? NPR's Martin Kosty has been covering that race for us. And Martin, it's been 2 weeks since Alaskans cast their ballots. Can we say yet who won?
Almost, Robert, but not quite. As you say, 2 weeks of counting. And as you may recall, right after Election Day, it looked like Ted Stevens was winning this thing. He was about 3,000 votes ahead. He certainly made some noises, some announcements that sounded like he thought he was winning, that this was pretty much going his way. But this has been a very unusual vote in Alaska. As the time has gone by here since Election Day, it looks like there was a massive amount, a record-breaking number, really, of absentee votes, of early voting ballots, which some of which had been set aside for later counting. And it looks like Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich, the Democrat in this race, his efforts to sort of get his supporters to make sure they voted by voting early and voting with absentee ballots, that's translated at least in part into this sort of wave of votes that just keep rolling in the mail, and which under Alaska law are still countable because in part of the distances involved in Alaska, they allow some extra time for those ballots to come in. So as these days have worn on, that edge has shifted over to Begich, the Democrat, and he's now about 2,000 ahead. So there's been a 5,000-vote shift over the course of counting about 90,000 of these ballots.
And at some point, the count has to end, though. They will have counted all the ballots, yes?
It does. It ends tomorrow, officially. Almost all the ballots will have been counted today. As it stands right now, it's about two-thirds of 1% difference between the two men. But it's very, very close here. But the ballot counting ends. The question now is, will there be a recount?
Yeah. As I understand it, even if Begich's lead were to hold up, Senator Stevens could request a recount.
He could. And that recount, if it happens, will happen in December. But this is not a normal situation. I think if indeed this election goes against Stevens in this count, at least, he has to weigh a lot of things here. As you heard in David's piece, he's under pressure from his own colleagues, his Republican colleagues in the Senate, who are deciding whether or not to vote on a resolution to expel him from the Senate. But he's also got this question of his legal situation. He's appealing his conviction right now. He's got to think about the possibility of a sentencing, and he's got some very delicate things to decide about whether or not clinging to his Senate seat will help or hurt him in court. So we really don't know what his all the factors are here, but I'm sure they're complex.
And by my count, if Begich's lead were to hold up, he would be the first Democrat in the U.S. Senate from Alaska in 28 years.
A very long time of dominance of the Republican Party. In any other year, Ted Stevens would have won this thing. The Republicans have always dominated, but this has not been normal. He took a big gamble when he decided to have his election early, and this is what we're looking, or his trial early.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
NPR's Martin Kosty in Seattle.